We come now to the 34th or last Sunday of ordinary time. Next Sunday will begin the season of Advent, which is the new looking for the year. But the 34th Sunday of ordinary time is also known as the Solemnity of Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. But it's a day of ironies, because Jesus' kingship is the opposite of earthly kings. So we have an example in his predecessor, David. In that first reading, we see David anointed as king of all of Israel. He unites the 12 tribes and they're unified under his leadership, and he's the anointed one. And other scripture passages suggest that it's not just that they chose David, but God chose David as well as his anointed one. And God promises David that his kingship will last forever, that his line never can. But of course, we know historically that didn't happen. Within David's own kingship, his son Absalom tries to overthrow him, and there's an internal war, and Absalom dies. And Solomon succeeds David, and Solomon is the illegitimate son of all the sin that David committed. He fell in love with somebody else's wife and then arranged for that guy to be killed so that he could marry her. This is Solomon is the offspring of that illegitimate relationship. So there's sin, even in God's anointed one, because David is still a demon, there's still sin in there. And there's division, the kingdom divides, and eventually it falls all apart and exile, you know, all that history. But as the centuries progress, that promise to David from God that his kingdom would last forever became transformed into a hope for a Messiah, a newly anointed one. Christ, of course, means anointed one. One who would come, who would be righteous instead of a sinner. One who would bring justice instead of oppression. When you read the history of the kings of Israel, there aren't many positive stories there, because the kings were oppressors, because power often corrupts. And so people, even the Israelites, even their own subjects, weren't given justice. And there was no peace. And so Jesus comes as the anointed one, and his kingdom lasts forever. His kingdom is not just over Israel. And it's not over just this world. It's over the universe. As St. Paul says in our second reading, he is before all else that is. He is the firstborn. And in him and through him, everything came into existence. And he is the fullness in him, in his body. The fullness of the infinity of God resides. And so we have to appreciate the irony of this universal king. He becomes the subject of reviling and spitting and execution. How does a king get executed by the state? How does God fall victim to his own subjects, to the very ones he came to save? The irony is just so rich. Pilate, who is a puppet governor from Rome, who is really in the Roman Empire fairly insignificant, but he's puffed up in his own imagination. And so he has this conversation with Jesus that's just seething with ridicule and sarcasm. So are you a king? And Jesus says, you say so. Jesus never claims that title, because that title in normal human terms is not what Jesus was. And so Pilate has the King of the Jews written as an inscription at the top of the cross. And he doesn't do that to honor Jesus, he does it to ridicule him. So the author of all, the source and the end of everything, gets hung upon the cross, naked, beaten, and reviled. Jesus is showing us the image of God. God is attained in normal human terms. God is attained who comes to take the last place, not the first. Not in the house, but in the spirit. And he's an itinerant creature. Walking around Israel with no way to raise it. Jesus is showing us that God's kingship is one of service. He comes not to be served, but to serve. To redeem, to bring peace through the blood of his cross. There's the irony. God sheds his blood for our salvation. So, then Jesus invites us into his body. He says that I am the head, you are the members. I am the vine, you are the branches. My kingship is yours. My priesthood is yours. And so Christian life is about recognizing more and more fully as life goes on that our sharing in Christ's priesthood is a sharing in sacrifice. It's a sharing in pouring out rather than sucking in. It's a kingship that is of service rather than of loyalty. The royal blood that flows through our veins is not just human blood, but divine blood. We're all like David. Whatever power we may have, we often abuse, and sometimes we're guilty of envying the powerful, or envying the rich. We're so worldly, so stuck on this world. Sometimes our God is a political ideology to which we ascribe. Jesus has no such ideology. God has no such ideology. It's about service. It's about taking the last place. And that's hard for us to do. Who wants to die? Who wants to take the last place? Who wants to be ridiculed and reviled? None of us want that. The Christian